To those of you that tuned in on this podcast, welcome. And again, the intent of these podcasts is to talk about where CentraCare is going and how we get there. And of course, from a maybe a mile high perspective, determining our strategic plan and then providing the guide rails for that strategic plan is really important. And of course, that's what the board is for, the CentraCare Health Board. As a not-for-profit organization, we have a board that really is my boss. And the board chair of the CentraCare Health Board is really my actual boss. And so joining me today is Steve Laraway. Steve is the chair of the CentraCare Health Board. And I'd like to welcome Steve. Hi, Steve.
Ken, great to be here this morning.
And so as we go through this conversation, Steve, let's first chat about who is Steve Laraway. You're fairly well known in the St. Cloud community, but tell me who Steve is.
Well, I'm truly a person of greater Minnesota, even though I went to college in the Twin Cities. I've lived almost my entire life in rural communities or communities that weren't metropolitan in nature. So Hutchinson and St. Cloud and Wilmer and communities like that. I've been married for 44 years to my lovely wife, Peggy. And by the way, she was a nurse in the Family Birthing Center at St. Cloud Hospital. We have four children, Anne, Stephanie, Mike, and Amy. Professionally, I'm licensed, or I used to be licensed. Now I'm retired as a lawyer and a CPA and a certified financial planner. I retired from Laraway Financial Advisors on January 1, 2020, thinking that I was going to have a nice slide into retirement. And then, of course, COVID-19 hit. I'm a city council member here in St. Cloud and have been for 7 years. I once was told by a business professor that, and this is a business professor, remember, that a complete person had some business experience, volunteered, and had a political background as well. And so the city council is a political, and the business career I certainly have, and I'm a volunteer at many organizations, Boy Scouts, the Senior Center, churches, and those sorts of things. And I believe that's very important.
So that's where I want to pick up, Steve, is this last part, this notion of community. Because, you know, CentraCare serves a large community, a lot of folks in a lot of different communities, certainly in some of the geographies you've lived. And this notion of identity, of who we are as an organization, is so important to our mission and vision and purpose. So as the board, and in this case, I'm asking Steve to kind of represent the board. You know the board members well. Talk about how the board views its mission, vision, and purpose. In other words, the why of healthcare in our region.
Well, I think healthcare is obviously important to the board and certainly to me, you know, extremely important. And it kind of goes to our brand. Because health means everything. So it's very, very important to be focused on that. And it becomes a true quality of life issue. If you don't have great health care, there isn't really much else that you can do. You have to deal with, the health issues that follow. And really, truly, without your health, you have nothing. And the board understands that we represent 15,000 employees roughly in that neighborhood, and they rely on CentraCare for their livelihood, their families, their welfare, and even more important, we represent over 500,000 people in our communities, and we need to, and we strive really, really hard to keep that population healthy, and I think we do a great job on that. So that's why it's important to me.
You also mentioned your business background, Steve. So I want to just talk about that dynamic tension between margin and mission. You know, we're always torn between doing the right thing and how do we stay in business. Particularly, you saw this during the COVID pandemic. So maybe reflect on this margin versus mission conversation that the board is always wrestling with. And then maybe reflect on this past year in particular around the COVID.
Yeah, that's a great question. I once was told by another board member that without margin, there is no mission. And I truly believe that. And but it is a weighing of different things. And the margin has to be at such a level that you have sufficient dollars to invest in the future, but it can't be too much, so that we're overcharging or something to that effect. So, and I think Ken, you and your team do an excellent job on managing that, and your predecessors, did as well. So that's really, really important. Now, this last year has been a struggle. I think everybody would admit that. And the team pulled together and made a lot of sacrifices financially and emotionally, and and we ended up making it through okay. Not like we had in previous years, of course, but then the whole healthcare field saw that sort of response from COVID-19. So it was a tough year, but I feel that there's good times ahead.
Thanks, Stephen. Well, I'll take this opportunity to thank you as a board chair and our entire board and community for their ro robust support of CentraCare. We certainly felt it and appreciated it. Indeed, it was a community activity. So I started the conversation, Steve, by saying that you were my boss. Talk a little bit. So I'm switching more towards the CentraCare Health Board role that you play. Talk a little bit about the how Steve got to be board chair, and maybe the structure of the board, how you're picked, and how you view your role as board members in the governance of CentraCare.
Well, I've been involved with CentraCare and CentraCare entities for quite a long time. I started on the investment committee, where I was there about a year, and I'm back on it now again. But then 9 years I spent on the St. Cloud Hospital board. The last 3 years I served as chair of the board, and then it was great pleasure that I accepted an invitation to join the CentraCare board. I served 2 terms, which is 6 years, 3 years per term on that. And I'm in my third term right now. And for my third term, I was asked if I would chair the CentraCare board. This is something that you don't go out and seek, but people kind of this administration, the staff, other board members look at what you've done in the past, and they'll ask certain members. And I was honored to get that call. Now, I look at the board. We don't make day-to-day decisions. We get involved more with strategy and key decisions. One of my roles that I think is key is I facilitate meetings. I make sure that the meetings are run efficiently, that everybody gets a say in the meeting, that the issues are addressed. But in the end, I think our job as a board, and mine in particular, is to make sure that we have the right people in place and give them the tools to be successful, and then monitor their performance. And if we give them the tools to be successful and have the right people in place, then it's up to them to, to be successful in that particular position.
The other thing I have appreciated, Steve, about you and board chairs before you, Mike Benusa and Gene Winfield, as well as other board members, is that they're part of Ken's team, right? I appreciate the mentorship and the counsel. Steve and I talk at least weekly, if not more.
Yes.
Other board members, we have members of the clergy. Father Tom Knobloch is on the board. We have other business people, other lawyers, other community members who are, I think, are Renee Fraundienst, who is a public health nurse for years. These are folks that are known in the community and really are part of our team as we create a vision and a purpose and the work of CentraCare together. Steve, the board is self-perpetuating. In other words, this is not a secret handshake club.
No.
Describe how the board's members are chosen. And then secondarily, as CentraCare is a large, complex organization, there are other boards and operating committees within CentraCare that are dependent on community members just like you. Granted, the CentraCare board is kind of the parent board. So talk about those two things. What's a self-governing board, and then how do you view the role of the CentraCare Health Board with our other operating committees?
Well, first of all, again, I mentioned that you don't campaign for a position on the board. That's something that people watch how you react and how how you're contributing as a board member and other functions. When somebody is determined to be a good candidate, we'll oftentimes approach them. Now, we've had a little bit of a change as far as how we're approaching new board members going forward, and that comes from one of the committees that we have, and I'll touch on that right now. It's a governance committee, and we spent a good 3 to 4 years working on governance and determined that our board membership was, quite large, so we're going to reduce it by a few board members. We determined that we wanted to select board members based on the experience that they can bring to the board. And for instance, we are looking for expertise perhaps in payers, expertise in, other areas. Diversity is certainly a key, because you always want to try and mirror the communities that you represent. But the committee structure, getting back to that, is we have a finance committee. We have the governance committee that I mentioned. We have an audit and corporate compliance committee. We have a compensation committee. And we have an investment committee. And each of those committees is chaired by a board member. And that also is a change that came from governance. And then those five committee chairs and maybe one or two other board members make up the executive committee. And the executive committee works real closely with Ken and his team in meetings to help. And sometimes in a lot of ways, we're kind of the first group that hears the issues, and then we provide feedback. And then I think it'd be safe to say, Ken, that you go back to your team and use that feedback and, perhaps change or tweak, some of the proposals that you might have brought forward. And it's a great tool. But it's those committee members who kind of represent that particular area, and maybe one or two others. And that's a really good team.
Yeah, Steve, I really want to highlight what you have summarized, and that is that we are dependent on subgroups, committees,
right,
to actually help manage the governance of a large, complex organization. And these are community members. They are chosen by themselves. It's a self-perpetuating board. Ken doesn't get to pick them. Steve doesn't get to pick them. It's a group activity. As we try to find the right mixture of talent and skills that reflect our community, but also help propel us forward. That's a great summary, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Steve, you mentioned the compensation committee. And as you know, margin and mission and finances are complicated, particularly in COVID. We are just announcing a special COVID award that the board approved, which is a remarkable signal and commitment from the board to our team. So as board chair, tell me how you thought about that and what it meant to you as board members to approve that.
Well, it meant a great deal. And, I know how hard the staff has worked and the nurses and the physicians and everybody there. I know that. And I know how difficult it's been. And I'm just happy, and I think the rest of the board members are as well, to see them being rewarded for all of their efforts, because, we truly wouldn't be where we are and wouldn't be the communities that we are without the dedicated people that we have at CentraCare and all of our various entities. So I feel thrilled to do it. And I'm, it was an easy decision. And I know, Ken, you and your team feel real, real strongly as well. So happy to do it. I think it's well-deserved.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks to the board for all that they do. As you look to the tomorrow, because one of the focuses of these podcasts is talking about tomorrow, Steve, what do you as board chair think is our key challenge? I talk a lot about skating to where the puck is going to be. So, Steve, as you look at where the healthcare puck is going to be from your lens as the chair of the CentraCare Health Board, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's a multifaceted answer, a multifaceted question. And I think the challenges are going to continue to be how to deliver effective services productive services to our population, how to help the population health, and how to do that in a financially effective way. Because I do truly believe that what I mentioned earlier, that without any margin, there isn't a mission. And so we have to do that in an efficient manner. Now, one thing that COVID did make us do is I think we moved quickly forward on a number of different things that maybe would have taken us 5 or 6 years to do. For instance, telehealth. We really have ramped that up. We've ramped up, the phone system, answering the call center is what I'm trying to say, call centers. And, there's been an issue here or there, but, it's a new functions that we're utilizing. And, I think it's just going to be something that's going to help us going forward. And, we have to be able to move quickly when there's issues that come up. And I just applaud the team for what they did with COVID-19. I mean, they just came to the table and did a, terrific job. And that's administration, Ken and his team, the nurses, the physicians, the employees did a terrific job. And that was difficult, emotional, straining, and very difficult times. And they did a great job. And it's still going on, for that matter. So I think you just have to be flexible and be able to move on a dime, as they say.
And Steve, obviously CentraCare is a complex organization, but our purpose is quite simple, as you covered. CentraCare is made up of, I think I've lost track, 30, 40, 50 different organizations underneath us. And each one of those organizations might have an operating committee or a board. And it's important, I think, to recognize that the CentraCare board that you chair is the parent board. So as you look at you being a parent again, even though you're a grandfather, Steve, from a CentraCare board chair perspective, as the parent board for all the subsidiary boards of CentraCare, how do you think of that?
Well, it is. It's a tremendous amount of responsibility that you have, because it is in a way like your kids, and you have to make sure that, you have to understand that everyone's a little different. Okay, I don't think anybody who's a parent would say that all their kids are exactly the same. And so you have to be able to, treat them in such a way that you can promote their success and help them, again, be successful. And you have to be, I think, as a CentraCare board and as a chair, you have to guide them and not tell them. You have to, help them make good decisions going forward. And so it is kind of, that's a great analogy, Ken, that it is kind of like a parent and your kids are a grandparent and your kids, you have to be there to support and help, but in the end, they have to learn from their experiences and they have to make their own decisions.
And I'm glad you mentioned it that way, because it's in all of our best interest to make sure that our subsidiary boards, whether it's in Caras or Redwood Falls or Long Prairie, Sauk Center, Melrose, the foundation, whatever, that they're functioning as best as they can, right? All together, we make a very effective team. And I think, as Steve mentioned, the CentraCare board recognizes that, and we value that broad community participation, because indeed we're in it together.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is truly, there is no I in team. And we are a great team, I think, combined. We are much greater than the parts. When you add the parts together, we're greater than all the parts added together if we work as a team. So I feel real strongly about that.
And Steve, as we finish up this podcast, as you look back on, by the way, how many more years are you going to be stuck with me? How many years are in your term?
2.5 more years, roughly. I think what is this, 23, June of 23. And then I have to go off, and you know, that's probably a good idea, but you know, I'll miss it for sure.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for your leadership, your years of commitment. And I think for those folks listening to this podcast, do not underestimate the amount of conversation that goes on between, for example, Steve and me, or Steve and his fellow board members, or the committee chairs, because indeed this is a team effort. Well, as we close this podcast, Steve, what are the, I'd like you to reflect and say, what is Steve most proud of with Centricare that reflects really on the combined work of all of us together?
That's a great question, you know, and I think, first of all, you have to understand, I'm very proud of being a board member. There's no question about that. And I understand that wherever you go, you represent Centricare. So you have to represent them well. You have to be positive. And I am, and I think our board members are. And I'm truly proud of the awards and the honors that we received. I think that means something to me. You know, the top hospital, the top specialty, this or that. But in the end, the thing that I'm really most proud of is when I see patients walk out of the hospital healthy or feeling better, and I know that they'll have more time to spend with their families, et cetera, and knowing that they're doing that because the team at Centricare gave their all to make that happen. So that's what I'm most proud of, you know, the team helping patients get better and get back to their families, et cetera.
Well, thank you again very much, Steve, for your commitment of time and energy and all that you do on behalf of not only Centricare, but our communities. Well, as you've listened to this podcast between myself and Steve Larraway, the Centricare Health Board Chair, I'd like to finish with two thoughts. First of all, just a profound thank you, not only to Steve for the countless hours that you provide, Steve.
My pleasure, Ken.
And as well to the many other board members who have, over the last 150 years, have helped guide healthcare in all of our communities, no matter where you live. This is the nature of America. This is the nature of the volunteer spirit, and this is the nature of our commitment to each other. So thank you to Steve, the board members, and the many board members and active folks in our communities over the many years. The other is a profound sense of thank you to our listeners. I think that, and I hope and I know that you heard from Steve, a profound sense of appreciation for all the work that you do. Sometimes in big organizations, the sense of connectedness across the largeness of an organization can be a challenge. But I hope that you listened intently to what Steve had to say. The sense of shared purpose, shared commitment, and shared work for the betterment of our community. And that is something that all of us own as part of the same team. So again, thank you for listening. Thanks to Steve and our board members. Thanks to you for being a member of our team as we continue our journey on the same purpose and continuing to adapt to where the puck is going to be. Thank you.
Thank you.